Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As the long night in Los Angeles wears on, police and protesters have settled into something of a standoff. Downtown is an official unlawful assembly area, with many of the demonstrators against immigration raids dispersed. This protester explains why she's out in the streets.
This is about not just immigrants. This is about humanity. They're taking away all the fruit vendors right here. People that work like for a humble, honest living.
Some of the activity has turned violent. L.A. Police Chief Jim McDonald.
We've seen people with hammers breaking the bollards behind the federal building and taking the rocks, if you will, or pieces of concrete and throwing them at officers. We've had liquid of who knows what description thrown at officers.
Windows at LAPD headquarters have been broken with graffiti scrawled on its walls. Lori Perez of CBS News Los Angeles tells us traffic overpasses and the area around the Federal Immigration Detention Center are now under the control of law enforcement.
CHP officers here are along all the overpasses into downtown Los Angeles. They are not going to let any of that crowd back into downtown LA, and most especially, they're not going to let them down near that detention center where there were people trying to break in, people breaking windows and doors of the detention center. That's where some of the people who are being detained by ICE have been held in the last couple of days.
President Trump deployed the National Guard, drawing harsh criticism from California Governor Gavin Newsom. And CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson notes Trump has used the word insurrection in his comments.
If things escalate, then we've been talking about whether or not the president would use the Insurrection Act. That would allow the National Guard much more power. They would go from a supporting role to a more aggressive role where they could potentially arrest, search, seize. They would act as domestic law enforcement.
At the Tony Awards, seen on CBS last night, Cole Escola took home the Best Actor in a Play trophy for playing a deranged, over-the-top Mary Todd Lincoln in Oh, Mary.
George and John and Harry and Daniel and Louis, it's an honor to be in your company. And more than that, it's been a sincere pleasure spending time with you over these warm salads at all these luncheons.
Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner played their first Grand Slam final at the 2025 French Open men's singles. Alcaraz successfully defended his title, The Call, on TNT.
Carlos Alcaraz reigns in Roland Garros.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The new season of A Dad Show on PBS shines a light on accessibility in the arts.
In this episode of Bare Feet, I ask the question, what does accessibility really mean?
Michaela Melosi is the creator, executive producer, and host of the show Bare Feet, which airs on Create Channel. Season 7 features the arts accessibility episode, which has a special place in her world.
My sister's a wheelchair user. She has cerebral palsy, and we've always featured disabled artists and professional artists in our show.
The episode asks the question, what does accessibility mean in the U.S.?
Dance and the arts and a lot of spaces should be more accessible. Innovation and technology always starts within the disability community, and it helps the rest of the community.
A Bare Feet Marathon is running this weekend and this week. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers 123-107 last night to tie the NBA Finals at one game apiece. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
partly to mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible early to mid-afternoon. Our high right around 65. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 55 tomorrow. Sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 72 by Wednesday. Sunshine with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place. Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
This. be fine. Sit home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Jim Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. Said I'm looking for a man named Jim. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spin it in the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spin into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
No better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Me, oh my lucky guy, is what I For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Upon my lips, but left them.
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
Kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
Jangles and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Sail in New Orleans, I was down and out. It looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed
Baptist pants and fair that stands for we jump so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died. He up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. For drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head. And as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please.
CBS News Brief. Massive protests in downtown L.A. over President Trump's immigration crackdown, with demonstrators telling the National Guard to go home. CBS's Elise Preston.
There are a lot of peaceful protesters out there, but we did see people who were getting into law enforcement space using obscene gestures.
President Trump's new travel ban against 12 different countries goes into effect today. CBS's Torian Small.
A lot of these places were the target of Donald Trump's ire on the campaign trail. So places like Venezuela, Haiti.
The big winner at last night's Tony Awards on CBS, Maybe Happy Ending. The show about some helper robots won 6 prizes, including one for Glee's Darren Criss.
Everybody out there, break a leg, and I'm going to go celebrate with my favorite kind of people to party with, theater people!
Other winners, Nicole Scherzinger, Sarah Snook, and Cola Scola. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.